fighter. So if they tell me what they want to experience and whatever is necessary for me to do, I'll speak to Nacho, I'll speak to De La Hoya. I'll input where necessary. I'm not a guy that pushes. What do you want me to do, baby? I'll do it. I can do it because I've had the experience.
Well, Dan, maybe if I can add to that as well.
Yes,
obviously, Nacho Berenstain is one of the best trainers in the world. He's a very accomplished trainer, and as such, he is very capable and knows exactly what to do to lead Oscar to victory. But having said that, we feel this is for Oscar a extremely, extremely important fight, because most media members feel that this should be a walk in the park for Oscar. But if you go in against the pound for pound best fighter in the world, there is no such thing as a walk in the park. And we, Team De La Hoya, Oscar, is taking this fight extremely, extremely serious, as he should. We felt to have somebody with the knowledge, the credentials, like Angela Dundee, to just observe, sit there and observe, and give us his thoughts on the strengths, on the weaknesses, looking at Pacquiao, looking at De La Hoya, talking about the strategy, all of these kind of things. To get that from somebody with that deep knowledge and understanding of the sport is really invaluable. And that's why we wanted to have Angelo as a camp consultant, as part of Team De La Hoya, and we were very honored when we reached out to him that he accepted.
Richard or Angelo, will he in any way be in the corner the night of the fight, or will he have taken care of his business and then on the night of the fight just sit in the front row and enjoy the fight?
He will be sitting in the front row, and he will be sitting right there in the front row in the corner, so that if necessary he can, of course, yell his instructions and his comments.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Angelo, always a pleasure to talk to you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
The next question comes from Michael David Smith. Your line is open.
Hi, Angelo.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? Could you talk about how this fight stacks up with some of the biggest fights that you've been involved with? As we know, you've been involved in some of the biggest fights in the history of the sport. So how do you think this one compares in terms of its historical significance?
It's big as all of them, because what it is right now, we're at a point where the fight fans have to recognize who's fighting. That's been our problem. I work with another kid by the name of Jimmy Lang. He draws 4,000 or 5,000 people every time he fights. Now, because of this procedure, I haven't been able to go work with him on the first. He's a nice kid, and I enjoy working with him. Why? Recognizable name, he draws 4,000 or 5,000 people. We gotta have kids in every little town. And then De La Hoya, I respect their outfit because they're building kids up. And the fans are gonna know these kids. This is the key. This is the key we need for boxing. I'm very selfish, it's my profession. I'd love to see it coming like it is. And I think Bob and the boy, they're doing a good job where the fans know who the heck is fighting.
Thanks, Angelo. And I actually wanted to also ask Richard kind of the same question, but more from a business perspective. How big can this fight get? Can it do as well as De La Hoya Mayweather? How big can it be from your perspective, Richard?
Well, I think this fight is as big, if not bigger, for the simple reason you got a guy who's nonstop back is Manny Pacquiao. The weight thing is a bunch of baloney. A lightweight walks around 47, 48 before he starts training. So welterweight's no problem. Weight won't be a problem in this fight. It's going to be the styles of the fighters going to determine who's going to win the fight.
Yes, and I think I echo that, and I think that is exactly why Oscar is taking this fight so serious. He knows that this is not going to be a walk in the park, but as it relates to the magnitude of the event, if you have a fight go up on sale, in a matter of less than an hour it sells out. You have the kind of reception we had at the press tour with thousands of people attending these events, and you have with Oscar one of the most recognized athletes, period, in the world, and you have with Manny Pacquiao a man who carries his entire country on his shoulders. And keep in mind that here in the United States, the second largest immigrant group in the United States after Mexicans are Filipinos. So you're going to have the Philippines both here and around the world come to a standstill and watch their hero, Manny Pacquiao. So you combine all these things together, I think the magnitude of this event is substantially bigger than De La Hoya Mayweather was, because Mayweather, you know, is an excellent fighter, but he didn't have the kind of fan support Manny Pacquiao brings to the table. We see it as well with the sponsor initiatives. We have almost double as much in activation around the country promoting this fight than what we had for the De La Hoya Mayweather fight. So I think our goal is to surpass the previous record.
Great. Thanks, Richard, and thanks, Angela.
Thank you very much.
The next question comes from Ramon Aranda from 411mania.com.
So maybe, Richard, you could touch on this too. Could you kind of go over how this all came about? I mean, at what point was Angelo approached about coming into the camp?
Well, we talked for a few weeks, you know, and reached out to Angelo, I felt it was a great idea, again, to have somebody with the background and the knowledge of the sport involved and on the side of Team De La Hoya. And so when we talked to Angelo, he was excited about it as well, just I think as excited we were. And I'm on a more personal note, I'm obviously as well excited to get to know Angelo Dundee a little bit better. I mean, he really is a legend, you know. So we're thrilled that it worked out.
Now, is he? I mean, has Angelo already been to camp, or is there a specific day when we expect Angelo to go ahead and join?
Yes, we actually are planning on doing a camp day, Oscar De La Hoya's media day up in Big Bear, and I can maybe announce that today on this call as well. Open camp will be November the 12th, which is a Wednesday. That's going to be media day up in Big Bear, and for all the media which will go, our office can help with the hotels and so on for those who want to stay up there, which are coming from out of town. I think it's going to be one of those events you're going to be part of.
All right, great. Thanks, guys.
I've never been to Big Bear. I'm looking forward to it.
Great.
The next question comes from John Smith with New York Star Ledger. Your line is now open.
Thank you. Richard, I just want to ask that last question. So Angelo will be joining camp on November 12th?
Angelo will be up there during that week, yes, and spend some days to see actually Oscar train and obviously make his assessment and give his recommendations and his comments and his thoughts. And that gives Angelo as well time to obviously review the tapes. And I know he's very familiar with Oscar and with Manny Pacquiao. But still, you know, I think that's going to be an important week, yes.
So from November 12th until the end of camp, Angelo will be there?
No, he's not going to be there the entire time. He's going to be there just for some days, and then he's going to be there as well during fight week, for the final preparations.
Okay. Angelo, I have one question for you.
Fine.
What are your thoughts about Freddie Roach? I know he used to work with one of your good friends, Eddie Futch. I just wanted to get your thoughts on Freddie Roach.
Great trainer. He's a great kid. You know, this thing just happened, and he's a pro. He's understanding it. And, in this day and age, you said about the camp. Well, I wouldn't put my nose into the training of Nacho. I respect that. I know the guy's a hell of a trainer. So I'm there to help. I'm not there to mix up anybody. I'm just there to have some kicks, some fun, and be involved in a great fight. And this is my input, nothing else.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Eddie Goldman from Seconds Out Radio. Your line is now open.
Thank you very much. Hi, Angelo. How's everything
How
going
you doing
today?
Here? Great.
When you were down in Atlantic City for the Hopkins and Pavlik fight, I know you were chatting with people and you said you were very excited about this fight. But, of course, you've worked some of the biggest fights in history over the years. What are some of the things you think that boxing can do to help it, particularly in the U.S., regain the popularity that it used to have back in the day?
Well, naturally, you got to get the amateur situation straightened out, because something must be haywire. Because we should have better kids, because we got the talent to work with from various spots. I know one of the trainers. He comes from Montana. A heck of a trainer. Never mess around with an amateur. In fact, you know, when I got together with Cassius Clay, I didn't know who the heck the kid was, because I never messed with amateurs. And before Howard Cosell, we didn't know who the amateurs were, because Howard let us know who they were. But there's nothing wrong with boxing. All we need is the kids to get involved. They're talented, and they get into other forms of endeavor. But, hey, to be a fighter, you got to be a special individual. Not everybody can be a fighter. Forget about being a contender or a champion.
You also, in taking on this fight with Oscar, you said earlier that you don't think that the weight is that big of an issue. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, about how you see this fight going and what you particularly might want to offer to Oscar, since he is going to have the size advantage?
That's going to be between Nacho and I and Oscar. Mm-hmm. But seriously, you know the talent of De La Hoya. You know the guy's a tall guy, box, move. The other guy uses aggression. Well, Oscar can handle aggression because he's been against it all his life. He's fought tough guys. So I just think that Oscar has the style to beat Pacquiao. Plus, it's a tough fight because this kid never stops. He comes from every angle. I got to look into this thing and study what little Hagler. He was a converted right-hander. And the reason I found out about it, I sent a kid to get his autograph. He wrote right-handed. And then I had fought him like a conventional. Now, I don't know if Manny's left or right. I know he throws a lot of shots at you. But I got to see where his balance comes from. And I'm going to see, because guys in the profession can check those things out. That ain't no hocus-pocus or, you know, magical thing. We know boxing because we've been around it. And, hey, I was taught by the greatest trainers in the world. And I've been around the horn. We got some great trainers out there. The young kids are doing good, by the way. I see a lot of young trainers out there doing a good job. And I respect them all because we need these kind of kids.
Okay, thank you. And
thank
try
you.
Some green tea also. It might help the throat situation a little.
Right.
Thank you.
Once again, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. En este momento, si gustaría hacer alguna pregunta, por favor, pulse asterisco seguida del número uno.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Michael Cazell. Your line is open, and he's from Philadelphia Boxing.
Oh, great.
Hey, Angelo, I saw you in Atlantic City at Bally's, and we had a conversation a little bit about what has to be done.
Great,
for
Mike. That fight show was great.
It was fantastic, and what one of the things you talked about is boxing needs matches like that. It needs the light shine on boxing matches like that for the credibility of the sport. But, you know, I just wanted to say first that you hold a special place in our heart because you were born in the fighting city of Philadelphia. People seem to forget that. And I know you went on to New York, but I was kind of curious why you didn't stay in Philadelphia. There's such a rich boxing history here. What made you go to New York?
What made me go to New York was the only way to get out.